Hey, this is Christina Aguilera, and you're listening to episode 105 of This Blonde Can Talk About Anything with your host, Melanie.
Can we all just take a moment to appreciate how cool it would be if Christina Aguilera actually was introducing my show? If you know me, you know that this girl is kind of like my hero, not kind of like, she is totally my hero. She is a big deal. And I would give anything for Christina Aguilera to introduce my show. Or you know what? Actually, I would prefer if Christina Aguilera was on my show. Christina, if you're listening, which I doubt you are, but maybe if I tag you, you will be. Please come on my show and do a sit down with me, because I have modeled my entire look and parts of my personality after you. It just makes sense. Anyway, that's a little bit of an odd introduction, because I usually would say, hi, welcome to episode 105 of This Blonde Can Talk About Anything. I'm your host, Melanie, with two L's, because the spelling of your name doesn't change from one week to the next. But this week, I decided to do something different. Actually, I didn't decide. I just did it on the fly. This week, I'm talking about something that's a little bit controversial and might offend some people, including my own friends. But I say this with all due respect, I don't care. I keep seeing people using this GIF, whatever you want to call it, of Martin Scorsese, and he's saying absolute cinema. And people are using this in reference to, and then I look and it's just like wrestling, something to do with wrestling. And I've said this before, but apparently I need to do a whole episode on it. Wrestling is not cinema, period. Before we get into why wrestling is not cinema, what cinema is, and why wrestling could never be cinema, I'm going to inform you of something, because if I don't do it now, excuse me, I burped, disgusting. It tastes like cherry licorice. If I don't do it now, I'm going to either forget or I'll say it at the end of the show and you're not going to be paying attention anymore. So tomorrow, April 29th, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's 5:30 for those of you who are on the West Coast. The amazing Emily Wilson is premiering her special. It's called Fixed, and she will be on YouTube watching along with you guys. And I say you guys because I expect anybody who's listening to be, you know, tuning in for that special tomorrow. And I will also be there, and I'll see if you're in the comments. And if you're not, I'm coming for you. But Emily will be there in the comments chatting with you guys, and she's so funny. If you have taken my advice at all and listened to her podcast, FKA Liddy and Shitty in the Big Bad City, now known as All Body, No Brains, you know she's hilarious and you don't want to miss her special. So make sure you tune in tomorrow, April 29th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 if you're on the West Coast. Okay, so now let me get into why cinema and wrestling are not the same thing and can never be the same thing. First of all, it's important that I establish what cinema literally is. So it's just the British word for like a movie theater, which is what we use in North America. We're going to the movie theater, or we're going to the movies. In the UK, they say, I'm going to the cinema. But cinema also has like a ton of other definitions. So that's kind of cool. According to the dictionary, cinema is the production of movies, emphasis on movies, as an art or industry. Which means literally that wrestling cannot be cinema. In fact, and much to my chagrin, some of the greatest stories told on television, like Breaking Bad or Succession, or these are just in recent memory, like there are so many good ones. None of these wonderful television shows can be considered cinema. Because of the multiple definitions cinema has, I have to start off by breaking all your hearts and I'm sorry, and let you know that most of your favorite movies are not considered cinema. I'm sorry that I said it. Most of my favorite movies probably aren't considered cinema. I'm sorry that I have to say this. The movies that you love, the movies that I love, the ones that we rewatch over and over again that make us feel something like really deep in our gut, and sometimes we think it's about us, those movies, they're not always cinema. By the strictest definition, that is. And we're gonna go deeper into why that is before I start discussing. Before we start discussing why wrestling is absolutely not cinema. So, let me start by asking, you know, you can't answer me, but you can, but not in real time. But like, what exactly is cinema? some people might consider, you know, the latest Marvel movie with like a bunch of multiverses and explosions and all that stuff to be cinema. Some people might consider Scorsese. His masterpiece film is just, that's cinema to me. I mean, I love the Marvel stuff too, but Scorsese's work with all those careful camera movements and like the amazing dialogue, that is cinema at its finest. Or it could also be like, is it maybe a deeply personal, low budget independent film that almost no one saw that changed your life? The truth is, there's no one answer, I don't think. And there's no easy answer to this either, because cinema has traditionally been defined as a high art form. It's about creating emotion, telling a story, and invoking thought through images, sound, and movement. It's more than just watching. It's about, you know, the craft behind it. It's intellectual, it's thoughtful, and it's strategic. But then there's the other side of the coin. The stuff that we love, the things that resonate, you know, with people just in general, don't necessarily meet those classic definitions. So let me take a step back and think about what happens when the movies we love don't fall into the category of cinema. I think most of the really, truly great films that we would consider to be cinema but are not are usually fall into the category of cult classic, if you will. So what happens when the movie you love is called a cult classic? Well, to be quite honest, I wouldn't really get that upset, because most, if not all, of Stanley Kubrick's catalog is considered to be cult classic. And I think Kubrick is amazing. So cult classics are films that are still revered and still very loved, but they are, you know, not considered cinema. I don't know how to explain it, but they're just not. For example, The Big Lebowski, it's not cinema. I fucking love The Big Lebowski. It's an amazing movie. And I mean, I'm maybe a little biased because I love John Goodman and I think everything John Goodman does is perfect. And I think he should win the Oscar for everything he does. So maybe there's that, but there's a scene in Big Lebowski where he's like, he has the Folgers can. If you haven't seen it, I'm sorry for spoiling it, but he has the Folgers can with Donnie's ashes in it. And he's like, for Donnie, who loved bowling. And then he starts talking about Vietnam. And it's a really, I don't want to say powerful, but like it's an amazing scene. But a lot of people would say that Big Lebowski is more of a vibe than truly artful. It's a great film. It's an amazing film. It's one of my favorite films, but doesn't adhere to the traditional notion of what makes a film cinematic. So according to critics, but I don't really give critics much thought, because I don't think anyone who's ever made a movie would criticize another person's movie. I don't know. Until you've made a film, until you know what goes into it, you should not be willing to step up and say this is a shitty movie. But many critics and cinephiles, myself included, would argue that cinema should always be intellectually challenging, and it should demand more than just surface level enjoyment. There are movies like that where you just go, and we'll talk about that in a second too, but cinema truly is about subverting expectations, questioning pretty much everything, and tackling complex themes. But here's the thing, that doesn't mean that films that are purely entertainment are easily accessible and so forth are less significant or less valuable, okay? So just because they're not cinema doesn't mean that they're less good to you, because at the end of the day, you're going to watch what you want. And for me, it's actually quite difficult to ever really say a bad thing about a movie, because I don't believe a bad movie exists, but I do think some are better than others. For example, Fast and the Furious, I think a lot of people would consider cinema because it's a global phenomenon, and I think there's like 20 of them. But it's really shallow, right? It's an escapist film. It has no real depth. So even though it taps into like a primal emotional need, I don't know, I have like hiccups or something. The characters, the spectacle, the adrenaline, that's emotional storytelling, which is a completely different thing from cinema. It doesn't follow the conventional rules of what cinema is. So it's not that. Then we have something like The Matrix. It's one of the most influential films of all time, but doesn't meet the standards of cinema. It's action heavy. It's got mind-bending, you know, stories. It's something. I don't really know how to explain that film. It's philosophical in a lot of ways, but it's packaged in like a big budget sci-fi film. So I don't really even myself think that it makes the, you know, upper echelon of cinema. But to some people, it's like the greatest film that's ever been made. So, you know, it is what it is. But this is why I hate having to explain the cinema part, because I can't pick cinema apart. Okay. I can't pick apart movies. I hate it. I have such a love for it. But wrestling is another thing. It's really another thing. And I'm getting there. let me just make one more example. Jurassic Park. Now, I love Steven Spielberg. I would give anything to be in a Spielberg film. It's a beautifully crafted film, visually so stunning, but it's kind of like popcorn cinema, not real cinema, which I know is kind of not what people want to hear and probably not something I even would want to hear myself say, but I just said it. So, because, you know, people who grew up with these movies who felt in awe watching Jurassic Park, it was groundbreaking at the time, the special effects that he achieved with that film. People found, you know, it to be so brilliant. They would argue that movie has the same power as what I would call cinema, which is Scorsese. But the thing is it's not. It's not about, you know, the movie itself is not about, it doesn't have to be cerebral or slow burning, but it does need to tap into universal emotions. These movies are often lumped into categories like blockbuster or franchise film and treated as lesser than things like Citizen Kane and deservedly The Godfather, like, in my opinion, rightfully so. They are lesser than, and sorry if that offends anybody. If you're wondering why some movies get relegated to the popcorn category while others are revered as cinematic masterpieces, it's because the line gets blurry when we talk about mass appeal versus high art. Movies that sell millions and millions of tickets, like something like a Pirates of the Caribbean, that becomes like a cultural touchstone, and they often get dismissed by critics who equate high art with slow-paced, methodical films that aren't as accessible. Pirates of the Caribbean, for me, was like, whoa, like it was brilliant. And when Johnny Depp didn't win the Oscar and Daniel Day-Lewis did, I was actually really quite upset. So that tells you something. But like, take something like Avatar, for example. Critics dismiss it because it's visually stunning, but it has a very simple, almost basic storyline. It's the ultimate example of Hollywood spectacle. It's one of the highest grossing films of all time, and millions of people adore it, but it still can't, in my opinion, in its entire runtime, pack the punch of Marlon Brando uttering five words in on the waterfront. Everybody knows the words, "I could have been a contender." Whether they've seen the film or not, they might not even know where they knew it from. But I can't honestly say that I know a single line from Avatar, and I don't even think I've seen it. So maybe that's why. So now that we've established, what is wrong with me today? Now that we've established what cinema isn't, let's dive into what it actually is. Cinema is storytelling, surprise, through filmed images, controlled images at that. It's about framing, editing, lighting, sound, direction, every shot chosen to create meaning. From the first storyboard to the final cut, it's all about what the audience sees and hears and when they see and hear it. In other words, cinema is artificial by design. It's assembled after it's been performed. Does that make sense? So now we're going to get into like how wrestling is different. Excuse me. Wrestling is also storytelling, no doubt, but it's not cinema. Wrestling is live. There is no director yelling cut. There is no editor trimming a scene. There is no cinematographer setting the perfect lighting to symbolize a character's emotional journey. Wrestling happens in real time in front of people and also on live TV. And if something goes wrong, they have to improvise it live. In wrestling, the performance is the product. In cinema, the performance is raw material edited and polished into a finished product. Let's talk about a movie scene for a second from one of my favorite movies, The Godfather, directed by the insanely talented Francis Ford Coppola, who recently felt that his film Megalopolis, which by the way was brilliant, was kind of being, when he won the Razzie, was kind of being compared to wrestling, which is so wrong. But let's take a look at the scene, you know, in The Godfather, when Michael Corleone murders Sollozzo and McCluskey. It's not just Al Pacino's performance that tells the story. It's the lighting. There are harsh shadows. It's the sound, a distant subway train growing louder. It's the editing, slow, then sudden. All of that together tells you what's happening in Michael's mind. In wrestling, you only have the body, the motion, and the crowd's reaction. There's no hidden cut, no sound design to fake emotion. It's just, it is what it is. If a wrestler wants to show you fear, anger, triumph, whatever, they have to do it with your body live. More like theater than film, and more like ballet than, like, let's say, a blockbuster movie. So please do not be sending me any GIFs of Martin Scorsese that says absolute cinema after hearing this, because I will just tell you to go fuck yourself. Next time someone asks you if wrestling is cinema, tell them no. Please, I beg of you, because it's really not. It's its own thing. And I mean, it's good at being what it is. But for me, an actor who works really hard trying to understand my characters and give them life, to wrestling fans, I say with all due respect, I'm not here to disrespect wrestling. I have family members who are wrestlers. I have friends who are wrestlers. It's athletic, entertaining, and fun. But cinema, nope, it's not. Cinema is like a whole other league. It's like playing, you know, in the NFL, okay? You don't just hop off the top rope and call it art. Like, that's, no, it's not. Cinema is, it's not very practical, but it's very, like, it's a construction. Every frame is engineered a certain way. Every cut is intentional. The way the lighting is done is intentional. Every second of silence, intentional. You don't get second chances in cinema. People don't really realize that. Like, you rehearse, you block, you shoot, you edit, you reshoot, you mix audio, whatever. And then you pray that all that brutal, endless precision still feels effortless when people watch it. And sometimes it just doesn't work. In something like Megalopolis, it's absolutely brilliant to me because I'm watching it with an artist's eye. But somebody who doesn't have that will watch it and go, well, this is a piece of shit. And that's the reality. Wrestling is athletic storytelling. But, like, let's not pretend it's the same thing as crafting a 90-minute symphony of images and sound where every second can make or break a story. Wrestlers perform to a crowd in the moment. But filmmakers build moments to have sustainability. Like, they want their movies to survive a lifetime and beyond. Do you really think slipping up in a wrestling match is that tough? Like, try blowing a single emotional beat on camera and then sitting through 6 months of editing and you realize the whole movie is dead because of it. Wrestling has adrenaline. Cinema has pressure. Wrestling has spectacle. Cinema has one of two things: immortality or it fails. Cinema is harder. It's riskier. But it's fucking magic. Like, it's a fucking miracle when it works. And it does work. I've seen it work. We've all seen it work. Wizard of Oz is 86 years old. 86 years old. And people still flock to that movie like it just came out yesterday. That's immortality. That's magic. That's a miracle. But it's rare. The Godfather is 55, I think. No, 53. And Godfather 2 is 50. These films have stood the test of time, but they were not easy to make. Here's another truth that's going to sting. I'm so sorry. Wrestling fans and cinema fans are not the same. Wrestling fans want the, like, you know, yeah, and the screaming and the popping and the, they just want somebody to win or lose. They want big moves and big moments, but they don't really want big emotions. Like, they do, but they want it spelled out loud and clear for them. There's nothing wrong with that. It's tribal, it's physical, but it's instant gratification. Cinema fans, we're wired differently. We sit in silence for 2 hours watching slow glances, long pauses, characters drowning in choices they can't even speak out loud, because sometimes this is one of the, like, hardest things that I've had to learn as an actor, sometimes the best thing that you can do is just be still. And I watch, you know, Marlon Brando be still, completely still, do absolutely nothing. And I know, or at least I think I know what he's thinking, which is kind of a beautiful thing. Robert De Niro does that too. There's a lot of actors who do it beautifully. I'm just using Brando as an example because for me, Brando is the god of cinema. And then under him, there's like, you know, Jesus of cinema, which is Robert De Niro. Okay, I need to be quiet. So cinema demands patience, and it demands empathy, and it demands that you feel things that you can't even explain you're feeling. Trust me, I know. I've been sat in theaters and wondered why I'm crying about something that I don't even understand. Wrestling is about victory. Cinema is about being vulnerable. Some fans can't handle that. Some fans don't want to be cracked open like that. They want the high, they want the win, the spectacle, but not the messy inner like life, you know, like the real stuff. That's why wrestling will always be entertainment and cinema will always be art. And they will never be the same. I'm sorry. I have so many friends who are diehard wrestling fans who are going to listen to this and think I'm being a bitch, but I'm just being honest. I'm going to be brutally honest here. I think most wrestling fans couldn't survive a real cinematic experience because wrestling is designed for people who need their emotions pre-chewed. I know that sounds really like mean, but it's true. They need their villains and heroes shouted at them like they're 5 years old. You know, betrayal in wrestling is like someone hits you over the head with a steel chair. In film or in cinema, you will never see the betrayal coming, but you can see the guy with the chair coming. By the way, if my mic is making any strange noises, this is totally unrelated. I'm using the mini mic for the foreseeable future because I'm in the midst of moving and I'm packing stuff and it's just easier. So sorry if I'm making any weird noises. Sorry about that. So let's go back to what I was saying. As I was saying, in wrestling, you know, you see betrayal coming. In wrestling, heartbreak doesn't really happen. But you might see a guy crying in the middle of the ring every once in a while, but that's not real. Like, I don't know. In real cinema expects you to notice pain without anything. They don't want you to tell you. They don't want anyone telling you what's happening. Like, you need to be so submersed into that film that you will see pain, joy, whatever, without anyone having to say anything. And that goes back to the Marlon Brando thing where he can just look at you and you can just know what he's thinking. Cinema asks you, it doesn't ask, it demands that you read between the lines and that you sit in silence and feel uncomfortable without like a cheap, you know, theme song to guide you along. Listen, low EQ is a thing. And low EQ fans exist and they need their simple high. They need their easy anger, their loud chanting, because anything deeper than that, anything that actually hurts without explaining itself, they can't process that. Wrestling gives you the feelings you already know how to feel. Cinema teaches you the feelings you're scared to face. And this I can confirm like 1,000% because I've sat in films that shouldn't have affected me and came out in tears. And sometimes I don't even know why, but it is what it is. Low EQ fans need, you know, big flashing signs to tell them how to feel. They need, you know, their heroes to be in bright colors and their villains to be kind of like dark and edgy for it to make sense. You know, there are some really beautiful films out there that you don't know who the bad guy is. And that is what makes cinema so special. Low EQ fans need, you know, betrayal spelled out in giant red letters because they can't process subtlety. They don't feel tension. They need it like pantomimed, essentially. And yet somehow these people have the audacity to say WWE is storytelling on the level of Scorsese. Can you look? Ah, no. Scorsese. That's like me saying, first of all, full disclosure, I'm a huge Bob's Burgers fan. But if you ever hear me comparing Bob's Burgers to Martin Scorsese, just like put me out to pasture because I need to be. Please. Scorsese builds a world where a single glance across the table can tell you everything about loyalty, fear, betrayal, everything without a single word being spoken. And WWE builds a world where you have to to beat a guy with a chair, scream into a mic, and crank the pyrotechnics just to let the audience know, hey, you're supposed to feel something now. Scorsese demands you grow up emotionally. Like, I remember watching Killers of the Flower Moon. I remember my mom didn't like it very much. And of course, I'm a big Brando fan, so I was very familiar with how badly the Native Americans were treated. But I watched that film and I kept, you know, tearing up and looking at my mom and going, oh my God, I can't believe that it was actually this bad. I can't believe it was actually this bad. It was a 3-hour learning experience. WWE, contrastly, is there to hold your hand, wipe your tears, and sing you a nursery rhyme so you don't get lost. So if you think, if you think wrestling is the same as cinema, what you're really saying is you've never really felt art. You've only ever had it spoon-fed to you. And I could never be one of those people. I just couldn't. I don't have it in me. I think it would make me hate myself. So I'm trying to get to the point, to the end, to whatever whatever you want to call it. And I'm probably going to repeat myself a lot just to like really drive the point home for all the WWE fans out there who really have the audacity to call what they watch every Monday and Friday cinema. It's not. I'm sorry, it's not. But simply telling you that isn't getting the point through. So once again, cinema is not just watching a story. It's not just feeling something. Cinema is the art of constructing emotion through moving images. Every shot, every sound, every cut, every silence. It's not just storytelling. It's architecture. The history of cinema is the history of human beings figuring out how to manipulate images so precisely that we don't even notice the manipulation. Cinema isn't recording life. Cinema is designing life. It's selecting what you see, how you see it, how long you see it, and exactly how you're supposed to feel when you do. That's the magic, and it's also the burden of cinema. So to whoever the person is that decided how long we should see Ben Affleck's penis in Gone Girl, I think that like 1.5 seconds wasn't long enough. And if you want to release an extended cut, that maybe call it the Ben Affleck's penis cut, please feel free to do so. There's a market for that, even if it's just me. I'm kidding. I'm just trying to lighten up the mood because I know I've offended some people and I'm trying to out myself as a pervert, apparently. But okay, so here's the kicker. You can't wing it in cinema, guys. You can't just show up, do a cool move, jump off the top rope and hope that the emotion will come through. Cinema is intentional, built piece by piece, second by second, and that's what makes it art. And that's what makes it very, very difficult. And that brings us to the core difference between wrestling and cinema. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, guys. So cinema is constructed. It's thousands of decisions layered on top of each other to create an experience that looks effortless but isn't. Wrestling is performed. It happens live in real time with real risks and real improvisation. I can say that real risks because I have friends and family in the industry who have gravely injured themselves and it was real. But so it's happening, like I said, it's you know, real time. It's live. There's no real room for error. But if a wrestler fucks up, they have to fix it like right then and there. Excuse me. When an actor slips up, a movie actor, I should clarify because this is cinema, the director says cut, and then they do it again and again and again and again and again until they get the exact cut that they want, the cut of that scene that they want. A wrestling match is an event. A film is a construction. They are fundamentally different species of storytelling. And listen, live performance is incredibly hard. I've done it, not in the sense of wrestling, but I've performed live. But it's not the same as crafting something frame by frame like that and like stitch by stitch to survive for decades after you're dead. Wrestling is, you know, it's one night only. John Cena is currently on a retirement tour, a farewell tour, I don't know what you would call it. And, you know, his tagline is, the last time is now. Sad, really, but the last time is now. The last time is now every night that he comes out until the last time. Cinema is here for a century. It's not here for a night. So here's where I'm going to lose a lot of people, and that's okay, because I have to talk about emotional quotient. The emotional maturity needed to appreciate real cinema and why a lot of fans don't have it. I'm sorry. I'm not saying this to be cruel. I'm saying it because it's the truth. And most wrestling fans are emotional toddlers. Like, I have friends who watch wrestling and I don't even think they know what's real and what isn't. I don't think they understand that it's scripted, but anyway, I've said this already, but these people need emotions spelled out in huge cartoonish gestures. That betrayal has to happen in full view of everyone with dramatic music blaring behind it in wrestling. Subtlety is dead in wrestling. Their crowd needs to know instantly who to cheer for, who to boo for, when to feel happy, when to feel sad. And cinema lives in the spaces in between, which is kind of beautiful. Cinema trusts you to read the silence, the glances, the gaps, and demands patience. Wrestling demands reaction, and not everyone can handle patience, which is why I think most, if not all, wrestling, like diehard wrestling fans, cannot be cinema fans, if that makes sense. They can be movie fans, but it's a very different thing to know cinema. And I say this, you know, I have a lot of friends who go to the movies frequently. They go, oh, I dropped the mic. Not in like a cool mic drop way either. Like, I just dropped it. Anyway, I have a lot of friends who go to the movies frequently to see the latest big, you know, movie that's coming out, the Deadpool or the, what, I don't even know what's the latest thing that's come out that's big, because I went to see The Accountant 2 starring my friend Grant Harvey, and I thought it was amazing. But that is more cinema than it is. It's an action film, but it's more cinema than, say, Deadpool and Wolverine, which I also thought was great. But they're different things. Somebody was explaining to me the other day that a pizza can be really, really good. Like, a gourmet pizza can be like a 10 out of 10. And a Domino's pizza can also be 10 out of 10, but they're on different scales. And that makes sense. And I think the same is true about films. My friends who are diehard wrestling fans who frequently go to the movies are not watching Brando. They've never seen a Brando film. They've seen De Niro and stuff like Meet the Fockers, but they don't know about Raging Bull. Like, it's such a strange thing. But anyway, cinema teaches you the feelings that you're too scared to face, and wrestling gives you the feelings you already know how to feel. And this part is where I'm going to get really mean with the wrestling fans. Please, just, I'm begging you, stop comparing WWE to Scorsese. It's embarrassing. It really is. Like, Scorsese builds universes where silence is louder than screaming. I'm having a moment of silence for that, because every Scorsese movie just leaves me in awe, and I really love him. He's amazing. Where a character's entire, you know, downfall can be triggered by one camera tilt, one flick of doubt across their face in a Scorsese film, like WWE, you're comparing that. They need fireworks. They need theme songs. They need literally a commentary team yelling at you what you're supposed to feel at every single turn. That's not cinema. This is like daycare for adults, honestly. It's fun. It's loud. But Scorsese is making surgical strikes into the human soul. He's dismantling identity, morality, loyalty, faith, and nothing but a camera is helping him do this. I mean, sorry. A camera, a room, and two people sitting quietly. And you're telling me a scripted chair shot is the same thing? Grow up! It's time to grow up. Seriously. Another thing some people don't understand is, just because something has a script doesn't mean it's storytelling. Have you ever heard of a shadow script? Probably not, because you're not in the industry. So Jennifer Garner follows a shadow script in the brilliant indie film Wakefield, written and directed by Robin Swycord, starring Jennifer Garner and Bryan Cranston. We rarely hear Jennifer talking, but she's following a shadow script. And in that, she's telling the story. But just because something has a script doesn't mean it's storytelling. Sports can be, like, real sports. I'm not talking wrestling. I'm talking, like, real sports. Can be very dramatic, like a Super Bowl, because the outcome isn't known. Wrestling simulates that feeling. Like, people don't want to sit through the Super Bowl. Oh, I don't want to watch sports. I don't care about the Stanley Cup. I don't care. Blah, 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 whatever. All of that. But it's the same feeling. Except sports drama is real, because we don't know who's going to win. Wrestling simulates that feeling, and backstage, they know who's winning before they step out of the curtain. It's a simulation of chaos. It's not actually chaos. Cinema creates chaos with intent, with craft, and with no safety net. Some people will say, but wrestling makes me feel something. It's real to me. Congratulations. I don't understand like how it could, but your favorite song also makes you feel something, and it's not cinema. The Patriots being down 28-3 and coming back to win the Super Bowl when Tom Brady's mom was diagnosed with cancer is like, you know, it makes me feel something. It's real to me. I'm screaming, I'm jumping up and down. Like, but even that, it's not cinema. Cinema is artful design, not just emotional reaction. Wrestling is entertainment. Cinema is art. You can enjoy both, but you have to know the difference. And if you don't, you never really seen either. And that's the real tragedy. Okay, we're done. I needed to just get this off my chest because, listen, I love Martin Scorsese, and I also, you know, enjoy wrestling every once in a while. I watched John Cena at WrestleMania against Cody Rhodes. I knew who was going to win. Everybody knew who was going to win. You don't know what's happening, like what's coming around the corner in a Scorsese film. So I kept posting, oh, I think I just made a really loud noise. I kept posting, like, that was fun to watch. And then with a GIF, whatever you want to call it, of Marty saying, it's not cinema, because it's not. So if anybody has a problem with this, you know where to find me. You can send me a DM at this blonde can talk on Instagram, or a blonde who talks on X. I keep wanting to say Twitter, or on my personal, which where most of you follow me. And by the way, if you're not already, you can follow me at this blonde can talk on Instagram, or at a blonde who talks on X, and we can have conversations about things other than wrestling. Because first of all, I think they fire too much of their top talent, and I realize I've done like entire shows on wrestling before because it can be fun, but the whole wrestling is the same thing as cinema thing really pissed me off to the point that I do not really enjoy wrestling anymore. That's it. That's all I got on that. So I'm going to say shout out to my sponsors, Michael Salberg Family Wines. You can find them at Michael Salberg Family Wines on Instagram. Also, Huxware at HUXWEAR, the Camel Toe Eliminating Moisture Wicking Underwear made for women by women. And of course, Snack Conscious at SnackConcious on Instagram. The protein balls that actually taste good. Nobody is paying me to say I'm lying, but they actually do taste good. And I actually do eat them. So that part is not a lie. I'm such a bad liar, guys. I'm like the worst fucking liar. I just can't do it. There was going to be a guest this week, but schedules are a thing. So sometimes people plan to be here and then things happen. And so they're not. By the way, I hope you guys had a happy Easter, since I forgot to get on here and say it. And I think that's it.
This podcast is in no way affiliated with the real Christina Aguilera.